Hello. So, talking head or prayer or both, I don't know. Ooh, so many cars on this vacation. Anyway, it's about... There's one thing I have noticed recently. A strange thing in the human mind. How we are so able to accept even an absurdity as our reality, because we are not able or willing to accept the real truth. When I was a younger father with a six-year-old or so son who I suddenly heard after they came home from a walk with their mother had then fallen into the lake. Lost his grip and was sinking in the deep water, helplessly. "What?" I shouted. But to my surprise, his mother was calm. There was no problem. Someone saw him in the last second. And I went through the roof. Still today, more than 10 years later, I can hardly think of the incident. Well, it makes me think of another one where our other son was standing on a on a upside down boat that someone had put in a garden. Pulling the rope but then surprised that the rope was not attached to the boat as he had expected. Fell, lost his balance, fell backwards. From a height of 1.5 meters. And with his head first, no arms, hit the ground in the grass just a few centimeters away from a pile of sharp stones. I saw this and understood what people meant when they said that critical events, when you're going through them, may seem to go in slow motion. There was nothing I could do. Now I can hardly think about that one either, but neither could I just after it happened. I've seen the same thing recently at a farm community that I sometimes visit. They tried to cut the hoofs of a cow who was afraid of that. Being amateurs, not considering the tranquilizer, so she died out of stress and fear. Now a few days later I spoke to two persons who were involved. An Indian man who was responsible for the cows, who was very upset, saying in India we treat our cows like mothers, and you wouldn't treat your mother like this even if she would go to the dentist. Then I went to the other man, who was the boss of that man. And asked him how... how is everything? And he just smiled and said, it's all fine. So everything is wonderful. And I could see, and I knew from his wife that he was in an extremely stressful situation because of this. Lots of guilt put on him in what had turned out more or less as a war on that farm community between two sides. Yet everything was fine, right? Everything just normal. How do we do that, we humans? Well, in psychology it's well studied. We suppress things that are just too much for us to take. We put them down in the basement. They don't exist. Isn't that convenient? Well, there's one problem with it. They still do exist. The memories down there. In that dark, locked up basement. And you feel them. But now you don't know why you feel like that. Nameless anxiety or fear or whatever. Phobia or pain. Even turning into physical disease. So, well, the way I did it, if that can help someone. I simply surrender to God. I depend on you, you take care.